Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And The Third Ingredient, the new book, the five award-winning book, is now available on Amazon. That's at thethirdingredient.com. Karen Cortell Reisman is our guest, our good friend, 15-year member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without her. Author of a number of books on how to put your best foot forward, a number of programs. Her website is full of all kinds of resources. Speakforyourself.com. Is that right, Karen?
Absolutely.
So check it out. Karen, you one of the things you've been proposing are what you call five crucial factors of powerful conversations. Now, what's a power conversation first?
Power conversation is a conversation where you are negotiating, you're selling, you're persuading, which means every time you open your mouth. And I posed that question to the ambassador, the diplomat who has been all over the world. And I asked him when I had that meeting with him, I said, what are the five crucial factors for power conversation? And he gave me these answers. Number one, education. Number two, education. Number three, education. Number four, curiosity, and number five, respect.
Wow.
And what that means for all of us is don't give a speech. Don't enter into a true negotiation, mediation, selling situation without knowing your stuff. You speak more comfortably about what you know about, and you've earned the right to talk about. But education doesn't only mean that you know your stuff. It means you know the other person's stuff, if you will. You know who they are, mm-hmm. what their backgrounds are, what the context is. Because if the ship misses the harbor, Jim, it is rarely the harbor's fault.
That's right. the thing is you've got to, you know, especially if you're selling, if it's a sales presentation, a proposal presentation. I've spent hundreds of hours learning what were the expectations and the motivations and the goals of the people on the other side of the desk. I've spent hundreds of hours on some transactions just to find out what that was before I even started putting the proposal together.
Well, it's hundreds of hours. Yeah, it's being prepared, and in this age of the internet where it's all at our fingertips, before I go give a presentation anywhere, I try to link in with as many people as possible. I certainly follow the organization. And education, I know also from the ambassador's point of view, he now does outreach for Cleveland University. So it's a university. So it's get educated also, just not only about your own skill set, but to keep learning. Keep reading books like your phenomenal new book that you've just written and is winning all these awards. That we should educate ourselves beyond our own shoebox, as we were talking about in the last segment. So education counted for three of the five slots.
Yeah.
The other two are curiosity and respect. And that curiosity that you always have, you ask good questions, and the respect that I have for you really netted that opportunity for me to go to Jerusalem and to continue to keep being curious, to keep asking the questions. And I believe that's what happened when I did just visit Jerusalem, is that they came to the meeting, maybe not so excited, but their curiosity and their respect for us really heightened that meeting.
Right.
And if you walk into any interaction with respect for who they are and with questions, not just answers, you will net far more information. And you and I have talked about listening in the past, but information talks and wisdom listens. So when you're curious, it means that you shut up. Okay, a nicer way of saying that is be quiet, and you ask good questions or any questions at all, and you remain in that curious mode and then respect what your other person is saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, whenever I give a speech, as most people know, if you give speech, if you're a speaker, you have maybe two or three different, four, maybe five different kinds of speeches you give. And when the host decides which angle they'd like for you to go on, you know, that's not enough. I still want to get the stakeholders on the phone, the leadership of the group on the phone, whether it be an organization or a community or an industry or whatever. And I want to know, okay, tell me what are the major concerns of this group? What are some things? How can I customize my speech so it'll mean something to them? It won't just sound like the same speech I gave a week ago. And you have
exactly
to have that kind of a commitment. And that's the respect part, isn't it?
It's the respect and it's the curiosity and it's the education. It's mm-hmm. all of them. Yeah. And bringing this back to our audience today.
Karen, I've got to wrap it up. I need something really important.
You got it.
I need your website, please.
SpeakForYourselfFOR.com.
Hey, Karen, good job today. Come back soon. Congratulations. I'm glad you had a great trip to Jerusalem.
Thank you.
Karen Cortell Reisman, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend. Quick break. I'm Jim Black.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.